The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes host Bowling Green on Saturday at noon Eastern time on BTN. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
I'll go straight to questions, thanks.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question comes from Tim May with the Columbus Dispatch.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, Urban, have you guys decided who's going to be that other starting cornerback yet? Marshawn Lattimore, Denzel Ward, that competition. Have y'all made a call there?
No, I think we're going to list him as co. You know, I think both of them will play on a rotation basis. I think right now we're going to play three for sure, and then the fourth guy is Damon Arnett. So I don't want to speak on behalf of Kerry, but we did have that meeting this morning, and it's going to be the three guys will rotate in Garyon, Denzel Ward, and Marshawn Lattimore.
Thank you.
Your next question comes from Adam Kilgore with Washington Post.
Yeah, Urban, there's a wrestler at Ohio State. I'm sure you've heard of Kyle Snyder, who went and won a gold medal and got to receive $250,000 for that through a fund set up by USA Wrestling and still keep his eligibility given what the rules are with the NCAA. I just wondered, you know, does that seem sort of fair or equitable to you given that, you know, the football players on your team, you know, don't really have any kind of avenue to win that kind of prize money or any kind of funds like that and keep their eligibility?
Oh, that's the first I've heard of it. I know Snyder, I met him several times, was very proud of what he's done. It's hard for me to, I'm going to look it up right when I'm finished with this. I was not aware that happened, and I'm just not comfortable commenting until I know more about it.
Okay, then.
Your next question comes from Ken Rhoda, WHBC Radio.
Urban, what's your biggest concern heading into game one with so many jobs maybe still up for grabs? You're going to list starters, you're going to play them, but will you use maybe game one to judge whether those guys remain starters?
Well, when you face a team like Bowling Green that, I think they won 10 or 11 games last year, very good team, have had three, four good years, good players that know how to win, and in an offense that's an equalizer. So my number one concern going to this is the quick screens and how our secondary and linebackers, how they're going to react to just getting those guys on the ground. Because it's going to be a real quick, fast-paced game, and our job is to win that first game. And so that's kind of our focus this week is when I just identify this game and where we're at. Obviously, we got depth in the offensive line issues, a first-time tailback, that stuff. But I just want to make sure we tackle those guys, get them on the ground.
Speaking of pace and tempo, how important is that for your offense going back to those final two games where JT came out and said, hey, we need to make it go faster, and when it did, you guys racked up points and yards?
Yeah, I think the mechanics that you saw last year will be more like what will be the majority of this year. You know, that's the kind of quarterback he is, and that's a big reason why I moved Ed Warner upstairs. So that's what we're planning on.
Thanks, Urban.
Your next question comes from line of Steve Hillwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Hi, Coach. I know in the press conference yesterday you mentioned that you didn't necessarily agree with the suspension for Torrance Gibson. Can I just ask, was your major misgiving the fact that they've taken school away from him for this semester beyond the playing situation? Is that what was mostly, in your mind, not what you wanted to see?
All due respect, I'm going to probably just move on from, you know, I said what I had to say, and I just, you know, that's a very sensitive subject, so I'm just going to move on and stick by that. I was disappointed, and we got to go play a game this week.
Okay. And have you had communication with Torrance? Is it his idea that he wants to come back in the winter, or what's his feeling, I guess?
Yeah, I believe that is the plan. I mean, this all just kind of happened in the last week, so we're still you know, dealing with it. But, I've had zero indication that he wants to leave, that his focus is to be the best Buckeye he can possibly be.
Thanks, Coach.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Your next question comes from Bill Rabinowitz for the Columbus Dispatch.
Urban, Billy Price was named captain. He's had, I know at the beginning of his career, He switched lines. He wasn't sure of himself. How much growth has he shown? How important is he to this team?
Oh, he's the face of our program. His growth has been exponential. He came as a defensive lineman and maybe lacked a little confidence and went to offense line and redshirted and grew up and comes from good people and was really in a good unit room with those offense linemen. In his first year starting, we won a national title. So he's an integral part of our team, and he's represented Ohio State the right way, and he's got a future that most people can only dream of. I mean, he's a really smart student, great worker, and he's got a nice future ahead of him.
And I know that he, in the weight room, is kind of almost unprecedented what he can do. I mean, just how strong is he?
You'd have to get with Mick, but I'd have to say it is unprecedented, some of his stories I hear about his strength, and you can see it the way he plays, too.
Okay. Thanks, Urban.
Your next question comes from the line of Jacob Myers with the Lantern.
Hey, Coach. Just wondering if you can talk a little about Tracy Sprinkle. I believe he was in your first recruiting class. Just talk about his maturation as a football player. And he talked a little bit about how only some people may know him for his off-the-field issues early. Just kind of talk about his maturity.
Yeah, I come from a great family that was very supportive. And he's that story that I talk about usually every year. And it's the guys that maybe have struggles, which are the majority of college athletes. They struggle in some way or the other. Maybe it's academically, maybe it's socially or athletically. And his support of his family, and you know, a guy like Coach Jay comes in, and here he is.
Did he graduate?
Sprinkle, he's obviously going to be a Ohio State graduate and a leader of our team and a starter. So it's just one of those great stories.
Thanks, Coach.
Sprinkle didn't graduate yet.
We've got time for one last question for Coach Meyer.
It's from Ken Rutter with WHBC Radio.
Coach, Garyon Conley, one of the returning guys you have back there in the secondary. A lot of fans up here in Stark County excited about his opportunity this year. How important is he to your defense, and how much has he improved?
Well, first of all, we love Stark County, and I remember go watching him play basketball. He's also committed to our rivals when he first started recruiting him. He's voted captain. He's a guy that redshirted and just developed and plays hard all the time. Has been an integral member of our special teams, and he's one of our. He's already shown a couple great examples of leadership throughout training camp. So, really proud of him, and he's going to be a big part of our team this year, obviously.
Thanks, Coach.
You bet.
Coach, thank you very much for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you.